Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. The big story at a macro level is the continued supply chain crunch for chip makers. And the largest U.S. maker of memory chips, which is Micron Technology, reported estimate beating earnings earlier this week. They did guide on the possibility of lower demand from a possible step down in PC customers. So let's get a picture of the complicated supply demand dynamics in the chip space with the company itself, with Manish Bhatia. He's Micron Technology's Executive Vice President of Global Operations. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning. You know, it's interesting because even the likes of Fed Chairman Jay Powell are paying attention to this. He's saying that chips are a big reason why inflation could be high, but he expects that to move down over the course of 2022. So I just, you know, just to start off there, is the outlook for the chip issues with supply and demand also expected from your vantage point to alleviate over that time frame?
Yeah. Thanks, Brian, and thanks to all of you for having me back on. Yes, you're right, Brian. The kind of unprecedented demand strength across multiple end markets really synchronized right now over the last, as we've kind of started to recover out of the pandemic, has created shortages across different components and parts of the semiconductor supply chain. And we are seeing that is impacting some of the end market demand and pushing out some of that demand, particularly in the PC market. But what's important to note is that the demand itself, the end market demand, continues to be very strong. And so the demand, we think, will be continuing to stay strong throughout calendar year 22, while everyone wants to be able to get their new devices for working from home, learning from home. Everyone wants to take advantage of 5G app availability on new phones. And of course, continued strong growth in the cloud and automotive as we move towards more electric vehicles, which require more semiconductor components. So we think the end market demand is going to remain strong through into calendar year 22. And on the supply side, these shortages, really the time to be able to react to them is extended because of the length of time it takes for new capacity to be put in place. We do expect that gradually through calendar year 22, these shortages will improve across multiple components. In terms of memory, we have depleted our inventory over the course of the last several quarters. As you noted, we had a very strong fiscal Q4 that just ended in August and set several records for different end market demand growth. So we had a very, very good year. But our inventories are lean right now, and it will take some time for us to gradually have new supply that comes online to catch up. And we expect the second half of our fiscal year to see our shipment growth continue to resume in a more meaningful way.
Manish, I'm sure we're going to talk more about supply, but I do want to dig into the demand side of the equation a little bit more, because when you guys came out with your numbers, that was sort of the part that stuck out to me. It seemed as though, looking on the surface with the decrease to the sales forecast that came in below the street's estimates, that there was a little bit of waning of PC demand in particular. So it sounds like from what you're saying, that's not indeed the case. Can you talk us through that a little bit more?
Sure.
Because sort of intuitively, it would seem that maybe we would see a little bit of a decline because, kids are going back to school. Some people are going back to the office. But what's happening on the ground?
Yeah, so I think the big issue for the PC side is that they over the last, if you go back to pre-pandemic levels, they were in a flat to declining kind of year-over-year trend. And then since the pandemic, in both calendar year 20 and 21, they've seen growth resume in the PC space because of work from home and learn from home and shop from home trends just continuing to grow. And that those growth trends have established themselves, the PC industry has not been able to get supply of other components, not memory specifically, but other components. They haven't been able to get the match sets they need to be able to fulfill their end market demand. So that's why we think the PC market, the end demand is there. It's just going to be kind of elongating the cycle of both the PC growth as well as memory's ability, our ability to be able to ship to that end demand. Across all the other end markets, we see kind of a similar, very strong demand picture. Cloud, driven by AI and machine learning trends, and mobile, driven by 5G and the rollout of 5G globally. These are two very strong markets that are continuing to do well for us. And automotive, which you know, we probably all pick up the newspapers and read about the chip shortage impacting automotive. You know, we see that gradually starting to recover through calendar year 22 as well. And what's important to note about automotive is that as we move towards electric vehicles, the content of DRAM and NAND and all other semiconductors continues to grow as electric vehicles just require more semiconductor content, both to operate as well as to provide the infotainment experience that we all expect from an electric vehicle. So, you know, we do believe that this synchronized demand will continue to be strong across all end markets across well into calendar year 22.
Manish, silicon prices, they're up. They've surged 300% plus in 2 months' time. What type of impact will that have on your profit margins?
Yeah. So we actually, thank you, Brian, we actually guided to strong gross margins, healthy gross margins here, quarter over quarter. Actually, our guidance for gross margins for our fiscal Q1 was the same guidance we had given for fiscal Q4. So we see that the environment for our pricing as well as our cost to be healthy, and we continue to see good margin growth. In terms of silicon, that is one of the input costs that we are, we do have. We have other input costs related to, you know, COVID mitigations that we've had to put in place and other aspects where we do see costs going up. But at the same time, for our business, the most important factor in cost decline is our technology transitions. And Micron is now leading in both the DRAM technology with our 1-alpha technology, as well as in NAND technology with our 176-layer 3D NAND technology. Both of these are well ahead of the rest of the industry. And so we're going to get very good cost declines from those two, which will help us to be able to maintain healthy gross margins for next quarter.
Manish, is there anything as the infrastructure kind of discussions in D.C. continue that the nation's capital could do with regards to infrastructure that maybe not even chip specific, but manufacturing specific that would really help the industry in the long term as you look out past this COVID recovery, 5-10 years down the line?
So I think definitely whether you think about infrastructure and the stimulus that would create, which would allow us to digitize much more of our daily lives here in the United States, continuing to focus on upskilling and training the workforce of tomorrow so that things like big data become a part of a school curriculum and become things that are techniques that everyone can use, because that's obviously, and semiconductor manufacturing is at the leading edge of advanced semiconductor industry, and it's real, and memory is at the leading edge of the semiconductor industry in terms of manufacturing challenges. And certainly, we need the best and brightest talent to be focused on helping us deliver new technologies and ramping them efficiently at scale. So those are a couple of things that they can do. But we are also encouraged by the focus on semiconductor-specific programs like the CHIPS Act, like the FABS Act, which we think can help reverse the trend of semiconductor manufacturing leaving the United States and potentially bring more advanced semiconductor manufacturing back to the United States. We're encouraged by that, and we continue to work with our representatives in Washington to hopefully see that legislation through.
All right, Manish Bhatia, again, Micron Technologies Executive Vice President of Global Operations. Thanks for joining us on Yahoo Finance this morning.